a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from
what's up, world? What's up, Twitter? What's up, Facebook? What's up to any social media that this may land? It is I, Lee Zellers, Zellers Podcast, ZBM Podcast, Zeller Basement Media. I don't know why I'm saying all that stuff. It's like I got some big conglomerate type thing going on here, and it's just very microscopic. But don't matter. Gotta get yourself out there. Hope everything is going good with you. Hope life is treating you good wherever you may be at. If you like going down the highway, spilling coffee all over your goddamn selves, trying to get to work because you know you should have been out the door 10 minutes ago. But somehow you decide to, let me see what this guy is talking about as I fly down 75 spilling coffee over myself. Hope you get to work safely. You might be listening to this on your way home. Did the late shift. Decided to find something to listen to, a little podcast. Tune in to me. Hope you're enjoying it. Wherever you might be listening to this, I hope things are good in your life. Because there's so much going on out here in the world, and there's so much stuff that's not good in a lot of other people's lives. We got to sometimes think about that. Sometimes we can get caught up in our own thing, you know. Life is good. Some days it's good. And some days, weeks, months, it can be real good. And for some people, it's on a daily basis, it's bad. I decided to do this video thing. I don't know how it's going to work. I'm going to put it on a YouTube page because, you know, some of you are like voyeurs. I guess some people are like, I want to see what you look like. I got pictures on Twitter. But some people like to see you while you're doing your thing. So they can see that I'm just sipping on some tea right now because I talked about that in the last podcast, about this whole handshaking thing, how it basically landed me in ER. Fist bump. Now, fist bump, hug it out. The hand thing is nasty. The hand thing is nasty. I got this rant. Today's rant. And today's rant is about, you know, sometimes the shit that we say, sometimes the shit that comes out of our mouth, or sometimes what comes out of our mouth is like shit. Maybe it's not always meant to be that way, but it is. And sometimes we have to be a little bit more thoughtful to those ones we may be letting shit come out of our mouths that could affect them in a mental state. I'm kind of like that. It was a scene in Godfather, you know, with Michael Corleone and his wife Kate, who she was just there as like make him look good, like, you know, he was a legit guy, the, you know, American blonde. Wasn't really in love with her, but you've seen the story. You know what I'm talking about when it comes to Godfather. But he told Kate one time, Kate was always trying to find out shit about his business and what he was doing, what was going on in his past. And he said, Kate, I'm going to let you ask me this one more time about my family business. I'm not going to ever talk to you about this again. I was like, that was pretty deep. Because sometimes we all, like I said, we have like things in our lives. Some of us have baggage. Some of us got luggage. Some of us got fucking cargo. I happen to not have cargo, but I have a little baggage. You know, some carry-on bags. But sometimes in dealing with that, you know, you have your little baggage. Sometimes you go down those roads. Sometimes it's there. You can't get away from it. Put it off in the closet. Turn the key. Lock the door, whatever. You know it's there. Sometimes you got people who want to go over there and pick the lock and try to figure out what the fuck is in that door. Take your business. I was always sort of conscious about things when it came to things that affect others. I had a brother who was like an alcoholic, and basically that's what killed him. He drank himself to death. But when I realized he, you know, became an alcoholic, the one of the things that I wouldn't do is serve, number one, wouldn't serve him alcohol. And I tried not to drink in front of him because I didn't want to be the temptation that puts you back. And I think sometimes that's what we have to be like that. Today, we have to be sort of more aware of, you know, things that can put people off in a bad state because we're not being conscious enough of our thinking as we talk to them about shit. Like, for an example, if you was a crackhead and that was some serious shit when you was doing it, And you might have done some things, you know, you feel really kind of fucked up about. You know, some people to get they dope did some shit out there. Still doing it. And maybe you're in that place where you like, you know, you done got beyond that, you're recovering. That's in the past. It's back there. I put it off into that room, close the door, turn a lock on it. I know it's in there. Sometimes, you know, and then sometimes that process for your healing can be sometimes talking about it to others who may be curious about it or found out about that this was part of your past. And you may, you know, sort of, you got to open up that door, let it out. When you let it out, you got now a little pain because it's taking you back. You're going back to that place. And so, but a lot of times you want to put that stuff away and you're trying to be progressive and move forward. And I think sometimes as humans, we have to be conscious of things like that. You know, if you know a person who's a gambler, don't go down to Jack Casino, talk about, well, you just want to go down there because they got good shrimp. Fucking the bells and the whistles going off, this motherfucker is going to lose their mind. Don't do that. Don't, maybe. It's the same as not taking them there, sometimes not going there conversation-wise. Because it probably just puts them in a bad place. So we just have to be conscious of that. Very conscious of that. I try to be very conscious of that. I don't like trying to like get into the things I know that makes people uncomfortable. If it's their past that they're trying to move forward to in their life and they don't want to keep dipping back there, dipping a toe in there. Sometimes they want to, you know, you want to be progressive and move on and do better in your life. That's just my rant. Like I'm saying, just out there, you know, hey, I know some of you take pride in being unfiltered, but some of you motherfuckers need to be filtered. That's why they have filters. That's why they have people like me sometimes to say this stuff, to be a buffer in between. Because just because you like being unfiltered, some people don't want to hear your unfiltered shit. And we have that right. You have the right to be unfiltered. I have the right to be like, I don't want to hear your unfiltered shit. Go away. So we have to be mindful of others. That's my rant for the day. Be thoughtful when you're dealing with others. Don't drag them through some mud area, going in that closet, pulling out shit constantly that they're trying to keep tucked away. They know it's there. They just trying to like, that's a past thing. I'm trying to move forward. Let them move forward. Go Raptors. Gotta take this shit. You should have won that last game. You gotta sometimes go in the paint. 2 points still count. Man, just think about that game, and I was like, why did Kawhi just didn't just, instead of those last few seconds, he was out there, you thought about taking a jumper shot, and all I kept thinking about, like, Jordan would have just, you gonna like, you know, gang up on me, pile up on me, beat me down, but I'm going to the hole. Going in the paint, going to the hole, going for this layup, and one. Raptors, you got to think about that. That three-point line, that's what the thing with the NBA today. Everybody's want to shoot the three-point. Everybody want to shoot the three-point. Like, sometimes, man, battle down in the paint. The big men not there like they're like they used to be. We don't have the guys like Shaquille O'Neal. That's end of an era. End of an era. But go Raptors. Lots going on. So much. When is it not? A lot going on. I know a lot of you going to be checking that out tonight because I know I will be checking out the game. Patience will die. Patience will die. Moral and religious objections to providing health care sometimes arise in medicine, and a medical system might not agree with blood transfusion. A nurse might not want to assist in a sex reassignment surgery, you know, because, hey, she's like a Catholic, I don't know, whatever kind of religion, and we don't believe in people who, like, didn't have a dick, want a dick, people that didn't have a vagina, now want a vagina. So, that's what she's saying, I guess, religious beliefs. Last month, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services put out a new rule that implements full and robust enforcement of existing laws that protect what administration calls conscious rights. I think I said that right. For healthcare workers. It's a right. People want their rights. If the rule goes through as it's written, patients will die, says Santa Clara County Executive Jeff Smith, who is a physician as well as an attorney by training. Physician and training. He's a physician and he's an attorney, getting paid, making all the loot. We would have a guaranteed situation where a woman has a complication of an abortion where she's bleeding out and needs to have the service of some employee who has moral objections. Smith predicts that patient would die because the employee is like not providing the service that's needed. Basically saying, hey, I'm against abortion. You got somebody that's on the table. Doctor, he screwed up something, went wrong. This woman's bleeding out. I need you to come over here and help me clamp this down. And you're saying no, because I don't believe in abortion, so she just got to die. What kind of, you know, where the fuck is, again, you know, where's the humanity? Where's the humanity? Santa Clara has 2 million residents. It is more populated than 14 states, according to 2017 census data. The county runs 3 hospitals, including a level 1 trauma center, clinics, and pharmacies, all of which rely on part of a federal funding operation. You know, this is under Trump. Because, you know, this is what they're trying to do, like, about, again, controlling women, about the abortion, and now it's like, you know, one of, like, you know, people, hey, if you have these feelings against a certain group of people because of your beliefs, religious beliefs, you don't have to treat them. And, you know, some of you might be thinking, well, hey, you know, you had a right. If I'm, like, anti-abortion, I shouldn't have to participate in a situation where something is affecting someone, like bleeding out because of a procedure that went wrong. I should have the right to just say, no, doc, I'm leaving. Or because this person, you're a professor, you're a doctor, I mean, whatever, and somebody come in and they're gay or whatever, and because of your belief, you don't want to treat them. Some people feel like they should have that right. And that's, you know, that's dangerous because, you know, we kind of experienced that just based on freaking color of our skin. Know what that whole thing is like. No, you can't drink out of that fountain, but you can drink out that shitty fountain over there with them goddamn flies on it. That's what they want to take us back to. Make America great again. While Joe Biden says, let's make America America again. I was trying to figure that one out. Let's make America America again by Joe Biden. Trump hat MAGA. MAGA. At least you can pronounce it. Don't know what the fuck it is. I know what it stands for, but MAGA. MAGA, like lava. MAGA, I don't know. But let's make America America again. What is that line? Lama? Need to work on that one, Joe. You could have came up with something a little bit better, I think. Could have been much better. You know, I've been having a problem with something lately. With some of these ads, advertisements. They make some really fucked up advertisements. Who think of this shit? I might have talked about this on the one show where it's something about, like, it's this food bar, health bar, whatever. Gets you through the day when you're like, you know, I'm out here and I'm like working out and I'm working and I'm walking and I'm doing all kind of shit. And sometimes I don't have time to eat, so I eat one of these thick looking cardboard, compressed looking things. And it's a commercial for that where this guy's eating that shit because it's all natural, supposedly. He's eating that shit and he basically, like, feeds it to an eagle or some shit. Like the way birds feed each other by mouth. And then another shot, the birds feeding the shit back to him. I'm like, who thought of this shit? Well, in thinking of that, this IHOP is confusing the shit out of me. What the fuck is going on? Is you going to make pancakes? You're going to stick with breakfast? And you always been selling stuff off to the side, but we always known you as a fucking breakfast place. What is this confusion that you keep wanting to do with me with these goddamn hamburgers? I saw a commercial where they're saying IHOP's come in and get pancakes and get them stacked or whatever how you want them. But yet, as they're saying that, they're showing fucking hamburgers. And it's been this thing where, like, they took out the H and made it a B. IHOP for burgers. Like, what's going on? What's ever happened to the simple sale, knowing how to reach your target, your getting your stuff, your message out there directly, letting the people know what you're about, You're all over the fucking place. Fix that shit before you lose people. Locally, we got some stuff locally that I definitely want to let people know that because it might benefit you and benefit your family. A little entertainment, because we can always use a little entertainment. Never hurts to have a little entertainment in your life. I'm trying to find it right here. The Cincinnati Zoo is now offering discount tickets to those who participate in the Supplement Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, food stamps, whatever you want to call it, welfare, whatever it is. All families and individuals need to do to receive discount tickets are a discount family membership is present their SNAP card and ID when they arrive at the zoo. Under the program, adult tickets cost just $60, children and senior tickets are just $3, and a family membership is just $40. Full price adult tickets are usually $18 and seniors are $11, so that's a saving. So, hey, getting some stamps, go like to your nearby store, get the snacks and all that kind of stuff. If you're getting the stamps, you can cut corners because the shit at the zoo is high. You know that. But this price for these tickets, you can't beat that. So, you know, hey, that's not a bad thing. Cincinnati City Council passed an ordinance Wednesday that would decriminalize the possession of up to 100 grams of marijuana in the city. The council passed this ordinance 5-3, allowing anyone to possess 100 grams, which measure to be about 3 ounces. Wow, that's a lot of weed. In the city, without consequences, the passage came after a week of debate between council members over the amount of marijuana and age restriction. There is no age restriction, damn it. That's what somebody said, probably. Residents are not allowed to smoke in public. There's no age restriction? Come on, we might need to work on that. We can't have a 5-year-old out here, you know, a toddler somewhere, like, got a blunt hanging in their mouth. If we don't do something now, we would never do anything, said Councilman Wendell Young, who voted yes to the ordinance. Councilwoman Tanya Denard voted no, saying she wants action taken first to help those who have been punished in the past for similar possession. Now, I can agree with that. You know, if people who got some kind of record fucked up shit on some weed shit in the past, maybe since you want to do all this stuff and let people walk around with 3 ounces of weed, you might need to go back and check their cases and their records and, like, get rid of some of that shit. But that's where all this stuff is going. America, medical marijuana and all that good stuff. People that it helps and people just want to use it as entertainment, socialized type thing, like drinking alcohol. Difference is, as this stuff gets legal all over the country and stuff like that, and it's recreational and you can walk around with 3 ounces, still a problem for your job. Because, see, alcohol one time, during prohibition and all that kind of thing, you couldn't drink no alcohol. It's illegal to have it. Now, you can go everywhere and get alcohol. Every corner somewhere there's a bar, you can go get your drink, have a drink, go to work, get tested, you're good. You ain't got nothing else other than your system, but you probably was out over the weekend. You probably did a couple fifths of tequila. Come Monday, you feel all right. A little hungover, a little headache, but you don't pick up none of that in your system. You smoking pot? Yeah. You're in the state. It's legal. Yeah. You're smoking? Yeah. You come in Monday, got to do a test. Yeah. There's some shit in your system. Yeah, but my system is legal. Yeah, but not according to us. So on your job, it's different because they can detect it. Like, but what if they was doing a test where they was testing to see, like, alcohol, and somehow what if alcohol has some kind of effect where its ingredients lingered around in your mouth or in your saliva or whatever in your glands, and they did a test where they did a swab or whatever and came Monday, you tested positive, like, you've been drinking. You're like, yeah, but that was like Friday night. So they need to work all of that kind of stuff out. With a lot of people, because again, a lot of people stuck. A lot of people are stuck right now. You know, there's a very powerful story on Netflix that a lot of people have been talking about, and it's, you know, I've seen different documentaries about the Central Park Five, and I knew about the story. Like I said, I've seen some documentaries on it. But the Netflix special, When They See Us, by Ava DuVernay, I always sometimes mess her back her last name up. But she did something really powerful with that story, because it gave you such a closer look into what that shit must have been like for the families, for the boys. And to see this prosecutor, Linda Fairstein, she was a former prosecutor in the Central Park Five. Like, when we watch a story like that, when is a movie made? As a filmmaker or whatever, you create this character the way you want them to come across. You pick a certain actor, you see how that real individual look. You might want the person to look a little bit different, kind of like that person, but a little harsher look, because they kind of like, you want that, they're the villain. You know, you don't want them in a pretty flower dress and everything looking like, you know, they like going out to have a great day at the park or something. And so I'm just saying, it's like some of the things that you had that character say, some of the things they talk about, some of the things that they may do. When we watch this, we don't know if that person said those things like that. You know, like they're animals, they're dogs, they need to be locked up under the jail, or whatever kind of shit she said in this to make her look like this. Some stuff we can though, because there was people there that, when you're doing a film, you do research, and sometimes you go out and you talk with some folks that was involved, and they can recall certain things that this person may have said. But saying that to say all of this, say this, like some people say, I'm saying that to say this as I digress. She has lost a lot lately. You know, her publishers have been dropping the deals, and stuff like that. Miss Linda Fairstein, the longtime New York City prosecutor turned prolific crime novelist, is no longer with her publisher after a firestorm of criticism erupted over her work in a famous and recently dramatized trial 3 decades ago. An imprint of Penguin Random House confirmed to NPR that it and Fairstein, I'm always screwing somebody's last name up, had decided to terminate their relationship for a good reason. News of this separation comes 2 months after the publication of her latest novel, Blood Oath. I wonder, did it have anything to do with Central Park Five? And just days after the release of the Netflix Ava DuVernay Helms miniseries, The Way and When They See Us. I'm just screwing up stuff today. It's this throat still. You know, I talked about that. But that's still no excuse. That, if you have not watched that on Netflix, When They See Us, you need to see it. Everybody, black, white, Asian, you name it. It's very powerful. It's one of those stories that stays with you days later. The boy Corey, what happened to them? It's just unspeakable. I would suggest you check it out. Very powerful story. Very powerful story. Go Raptors. Gotta take it tonight. Can't get complacent. Can't keep thinking 3 points. You got to sometimes just go in the hole, go down there in the paint, battle like they used to do in the day. Y'all not doing that no more. Why? Why are we not doing that? A program formerly known as food stamps deliver about $60 billion in aid each year. And retailers that accept SNAP benefits require to stock a variety of staple foods, including minimum number of fruits and vegetables, meat, dairy, and grains, and stuff like that. Now there's a controversy brewing over which foods count as staples. Should beef jerky, spray cheese, and dip count? The Trump administration has proposed a rule that would allow retailers to include these items. the Trump administration would weaken what stores would have to offer, says Margot Wu-Tang of the Center for Science and Public Interest, a consumer advocacy group. She says this could result in fewer health options in convenience and corner stores, where SNAP recipients spend about $3 billion in benefits each year. A rule written during the Obama administration, which required retailers to stock at least 7 different products in each of 4 key food categories. Fruits, that's important. Vegetables, yes. Meat, your carnivore, dairy, and grains. Under the change proposed by Agent Orange, Trump administration, retailers could stock dry meats, such as beef jerky, and shelf-stable processed cheese products to help them meet their meat and dairy requirements. And this may offset the need to offer as many fresh meat and dairy products. Now, why would they do that? Because he's a billionaire, supposedly, never had to really work a day. He don't know nothing about poor people except what he see on the news or when he's driving by in a limo. Or like when he took out that ad in the Central Park 5 incident and said they need to be given the death penalty immediately. Yep, he played a role in that back then. Full page ads. That's why you need to check out the movie. The way they see us, how they see us, I forget how it's. You need to check that out though. So, under Trump, he don't want you, like the poor people, to be able to, like, don't think it's important that they should be able to go in there and get some healthy stuff. Obama said, you know, yeah, you want to get this food stamp money, you got to have some fruits, some vegetables, some dairies, people need to be able to get them that. Trump said, nah, give them some beef jerky shit. Shit that's not going to help improve your health. Stuff that's going to degrade your health when you're poor. That's why poor people's lifespan is so cut short. But when you're a rich dick like he is, what the fuck you care? You don't. You really don't. And he don't care. And yet, people stand by this possible fucking Russian spy and, you know, and just has full support of him. And I just can't see it. It makes no sense to me. I won't do it. I just can't understand why. We have this hatred, it seems like, towards people who have less. We need to, like, stop that. We need to stop that. We need to learn to, like, respect each other, be helpful to each other. We have government that don't really give a shit about our poor, our less fortunate. Hey, we don't give a shit about our heroes. You see John Stewart the other day, the little testimony that he gave before the few people that showed up at the committee about the 9/11 folks. Here we are 18 years later. These people still suffering. It's crazy how we get into them over there, the bad guys, the terrorists, you know, standing up to America, and, you know, we're going to fight back, and we're going to do all this shit, and we're patriotic to the core. But then for some of those ones who actually goes in the buildings, who go towards the fire, who run towards the people that's shooting, when it gets fucked up and need help, it's always like this super rich ass country is always slow about taking care of the people who took care of them. Like Stewart said, some of these people's in there like in the buildings like within 5 seconds. It's 18 years later. These people still suffering. Because certain benefits, certain things that have been given to them haven't been done. Why is that? Why come they can't? They can always find ways to do their job and get money to every place that they see fit, except for to help out with them. I don't know what to say. Like I said, there's people out here in this world, they're like zombies. They ain't got the black shit running from their mouth. They're not walking with an arm missing. They're just heartless, soulless. They have no spirit, no conscience. and they don't give a damn. We gotta do better. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check out the next one, which will be going up Friday. Go Raptors. And I will catch you then. Peace.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.